Congressional leaders are back at the White House this afternoon for continued talks over the federal budget and the federal debt ceiling. The discussions for now are reportedly centered on the tentative agreements already worked out and talks led by Vice President Joe Biden on the spending side of the federal budget ledger, including, among other things, reductions in spending on federal workers' pensions, domestic agency budgets, student aid, and agricultural subsidies. Earlier today at the White House, President Obama talked to reporters saying budget negotiators should aim to go big and tackle both parties' sacred cows. And he said, as far as he's concerned, a short-term fix to the debt ceiling issue is out of the question.
I will not sign a 30-day or a 60-day or a 90-day extension. That is just not an acceptable approach. And if we think it's going to be hard, if we think it's hard now, imagine how these guys are going to be thinking 6 months from now in the middle of election season when they're all up. It's not going to get easier. It's going to get harder. So we might as well do it now. Pull off the Band-Aid. Eat our peas. Now's the time to do it. If not now, when? We keep on talking about this stuff, and we have these high-minded pronouncements about how we've got to get control of the deficit and how we owe it to our children and our grandchildren. Well, let's step up. Let's do it. I'm prepared to do it. I'm prepared to take on significant heat from my party to get something done. And I expect the other side should be willing to do the same thing if they mean what they say, that this is important.
But even before Mr. Obama was finished speaking, Republicans were disagreeing with his insistence that a deficit-trimming deal include cutbacks in tax breaks for the wealthy and some big corporations. While the news conference was underway, House Speaker John Boehner's office was sending emails to reporters saying tax hikes should never have been in the discussion. Mr. Obama contends new revenues have to be part of the solution to narrowing the nation's deficits. Today, he again criticized GOP congressional leaders for taking a my-way-or-the-highway approach to closing tax loopholes and other revenue-generating measures.
I have bent over backwards to work with the Republicans to try to come up with a formulation that doesn't require them to vote sometime in the next month to increase taxes. What I've said is, let's identify a revenue package that makes sense, that is commensurate with the sacrifices we're asking other people to make, and then I'm happy to work with you to figure out how else we might do it. I do not see a path to a deal if they don't budge. Period. I mean, if the basic proposition is it's my way or the highway, then we're probably not going to get something done because we've got divided government.
Treasury Department says without an agreement to raise the debt ceiling, the U.S. will have exhausted its borrowing authority by August 2nd. An independent analysis released by the Bipartisan Policy Center last month found the Treasury will only be able to pay for about 56 cents on every dollar of the federal government's current obligations without new borrowing. And this just crossing the wires now from Reuters. The president and congressional leaders will meet together for the third time in as many days tomorrow to try to reach a deal to increase the debt limit. And that meeting set to begin at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and another aide at the White House saying they'll continue meeting every single day until a deal is reached.